Okay, next patient we're going to do. Next patient we're going to do is going to be ma'am, do you have the ultrasound from this? From yesterday? Okay. Next patient is Miss Stacy Oldham, OLDHAM. Chief complaint, number one, anxiety, number two, weight loss, number three, history of fatty liver, number four, history of increased liver function test, number five, and has been under a lot of stress. Her husband is in Florida helping with the hurricane victims. He's a lineman, L-I-N-E-M-A-N. On the same day, his brother tried to kill himself. Her brother tried to kill himself. Her father was in the hospital with a stroke, and her mom was admitted with seizures. Patient has no suicidal thoughts or issues, but nevertheless would like something to help her deal with this program, with this problem. Patient stays home, social stays home. She had a last period in 2015. She had a hysterectomy because of fibroids and no cancer. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She's married. Second time for 6 years. First time 18 years. Has two girls. Family history, seizure, coronary artery disease, melanoma, no breast cancer, no colon cancer. Maintenance exam, last mammogram was 3 years ago. Colonoscopy is due when she's 50. Surgery, complete hysterectomy, never been on any hormones. Breast reduction, 1994. Gallbladder surgery and gastric sleeve in Mexico some 10 years ago. 10 months ago. Since then, she has lost 160 pounds. Underline that. Allergy, penicillin, medical problems, thyroid issues, and thyroid cancer. Also put down thyroidectomy. Depression, anxiety, and thyroid removal in 2015, and ITP and history of anemia. Medical medication includes thyroid meds, surgery, COVID immunization up to date times three. Patient weighs 156 pounds, 99%, 97.6, 16, 78, 143 over 85. Oh, review of system. Patient does have a history of fatty liver. He does have a history of thyroid cancer. She was told she needs to have her thyroid checked on a regular basis. Patient also has leg pain, leg swelling from time to time. She has abdominal pain where she had her surgery. She also feels like her left breast is somewhat full. And is scheduled for a mammogram. She also has very concerned about a family history of stroke, because her father just had a stroke, and she has fetal edema that she's concerned about, and she wants to make sure she doesn't have a blood clot, because they told her father may have had a blood clot that started the stroke. So 156.8, I said that, 99, 97.6, 16, 78, 143 over 85. Heart buzzes, phone buzzes are stew, lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, there's slight epigastric tenderness noted, neck shows no JVDs, skin shows no rash, or in the coastal with adhesion, neck shows no lymphadenopathy, TMs are clear, lower extremity shows trace edema. Assessment, number one, Stacy is under a tremendous amount of stress. Number two, we're going to start on Celexa, 20 milligram. Number 90, next number is clonazepam, 0.5 every 12 hours. Next number, she knows that clonazepam is only for short time. Next number's recent lab work showed normal cholesterol, normal liver function test, potassium with 3.4, TSH of 1.1. Glucose was normal. Next number, she needs a mammogram because she feels like she has breasts. Oh, my breast exam, by the way, today is within normal limits, but she did have an ultrasound of her breast, which were within normal limits except for fibrocystic changes. Next number, liver function test is back to normal. Next number is history of fatty liver improved. Next number is family history of stroke. Carotid ultrasound shows no evidence of hemodynamically unstable lesion. Next number is status post hysterectomy. Pelvic ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number, thyroid cancer. Thyroid ultrasound shows slivers of thyroid, no new nodularity noted. Next number, history of anemia, no sign of anemia noted. Next number is history of ITP. Platelet count is 136,000. Next number, patient continues with diet and exercise. Next number, no smoking or drinking. Next number, we'll get the results of the mammogram and discuss with the patient as soon as possible. Status post-breast reduction in 1994. Once again, breast exam is negative. Genetics must continue with current dose of thyroid medication. TSH is 1.14. Next number's findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.